Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. It's been a little while since we've been in our Luke study, but I want to jump back into that today. If you remember, we're in Luke chapter 13, and we left off with Jesus healing a woman on the Sabbath day, and he caught some flack for that, but he straightened them out, and then he moved on to talk about the kingdom of God, as we'll see as we pick up in verse 18. And you know, they say that big things come in small packages, and there's certainly some truth to that. We think about the progression of a baby from the womb to adulthood, and that's incredible to witness. And it's amazing to watch a building begin from the foundation with just concrete and framework to then become a beautiful home or skyscraper. But how would you think the kingdom of God was built? Wouldn't something like that just be large to begin with? Well, not according to Jesus. In fact, he uses two seemingly minute items in the world to compare the kingdom of God. But as you'll hear, it's not just about how small it started, as we pick up in Luke chapter 13 in verse 18. He said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like, and to what shall I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his garden, and it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour until it was all leavened." So what did Jesus compare the kingdom of God to? A mustard seed and leaven. Is that what you'd imagine the kingdom of God to be described as? As Jesus said about the mustard seed in Matthew 13:32, that it's, quote, "the smallest of all seeds, and yet, according to one source, it can grow to become a 10-foot-tall shrub." And the same goes for leaven. The influence of the leaven, or yeast, is what causes the bread to rise, to have substance. Of course, the fact of the matter is that the kingdom of God is great because it is of God, but a kingdom must have subjects. A kingdom is not much of a kingdom without individuals to fill that kingdom. And so as Jesus goes from place to place, teaching and confirming his claims through miraculous works, more come to become disciples of Christ, who is the King. What started small was growing, but it would truly start to grow on the day of Pentecost following Christ's resurrection and ascension. And so how did the kingdom grow then? Well, really the same way that it does now. We must plant the seed, just as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth." That's what Peter did on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. He planted the seed, he shared the gospel message of Christ, and as we read in Acts 2:47, "And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved." The seed was planted. The leaven was influencing. The church, the kingdom, was growing. Now, on the other side of things, leaven is also used to illustrate negative influences in Scripture as well, such as in 1 Corinthians 5:6. And likewise, the mustard seed is also used to illustrate the faith of an individual, such as Matthew 17:20 and Luke 17:6. Either way, when you put them together, the singular kingdom of God is built bit by bit by the singular faith of every individual. It's just as Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2:4-6. "As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, 'Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.'" What we need to understand is that God is building something through his Son, and what started out small is turning out to be grand, and it will be seen in all of its glory when Jesus brings his kingdom citizens home.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.